Jeannie Lee Livingston. Jeannie, J E A N N E, middle name Lee, L E E, Livingston, L E V I N G S T O N E. New paragraph. Chief complaint. Chronic intractable pain syndrome. New paragraph. Opioid agreement. Written opioid agreement was signed, as well as a informed consent and treatment plan on January 18, 2013, the date of initial visit. New paragraph. Interval history not applicable. New paragraph history. This pleasant, late middle-aged female came to this clinic for chronic opioid therapy on her initial visit of January 18, 2013. Her primary care physician, Dr. Babb, left Oklahoma. She has experienced adverse reactions to methotrexate, which enlarged her lymph nodes. Period. She had further difficulties and contraindications with Imbrel. The Imbrel led to a reaction in her lungs, leading to oxygen therapy, which she's still using. She's no longer able to use Imbrel and methotrexate for her rheumatoid arthritis. The underlying chronic intractable pain condition is related to her rheumatoid arthritis. She also has had liver complications due to methotrexate and Imbrel. Period. Also, Humira therapy is out of the question because of the above problems. She has been to many rheumatologists and has a well-established diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis, she says. Period. Recently, 24-oxycodone tablets stolen by a medical assistant on January 3rd, 2013, and this matter has been turned over to the police. Period. The doctor who originally diagnosed her arthritis was Dr. Frank Hubbard of Cushing, Oklahoma. She has had surgery in approximately 2004 at the Cimarron Healthcare Center on the right foot. The joint and the toes had to be removed and plates placed on top of the big toe. Period. The current treating physician is Dr. Dustin Cupp, C-U-P-P, but he moved and left town on December 21st, 2012. He was practicing in Cushing, Oklahoma. Dr. Reinicke, R-E-I-N-E-C-K-E, replaced Dr. Cupp, but he does not prescribe pain medication. The patient has been declared disabled by the Social Security Disability Determination Unit, and she is currently disabled by her insurance company as well. The highest level of pain she's experienced recently has been 8, but the medications lower the pain to about 4. The current level of pain at the time of the initial visit was 5 to 6. She reports the pain runs down one of her arms from her back and one of her legs from the back, period. The timing of the pain is constant. The pain interferes with activities of bending, climbing, gripping with the hands, stooping, standing, squatting, sitting, carrying things, and walking. The pain is located in a multitude of joints, including those of the hands, arms, legs, back, period. The pain is of such severity that it interferes with many activities of daily living, including sexual activity, occupational life, quality of sleep, completion of household chores, self-care activities like brushing or putting up her hair, and social activities. It also interferes with toileting because she's not able to reach her backside, period. The pain interferes with a variety of movements, including bending, climbing, gripping, stooping, standing, squatting, sitting, carrying, and walking, period. The timing of the pain is constant. Measures or treatment which have been tried and failed in the past include surgery, trigger point injections, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxants, chiropractic, physical therapy, Tylenol, psychological counseling, TENS units, naproxen, ibuprofen, Celebrex, and exercise water therapy, period. Concurrent problems include bipolar disorder, depression, suicidal thinking, trouble sleeping, and anxiety. CAGE screening is negative. ORT screening indicates a score of about 10, which is high risk for opioid therapy. Concurrent medical conditions include diabetes mellitus, now well controlled by weight loss, hypertension, depression, and sleep apnea. New paragraph. Medication list. Medication list, colon, oxycodone, 30 milligrams, one tablet every 6 hours, Vesicare, 5 milligrams, one tablet every day, Synthroid, 200 micrograms, one tablet daily, Nexium, 40 milligrams daily, Klonopin, 1 milligram, 3 times daily, Requip, 3 milligrams, 1 daily. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily. OxyContin, 60 milligrams, one tablet every 12 hours. Aspirin, 325 milligrams, one daily. Miralax, 17 grams per dose, one teaspoon orally every day, mixed with 8 ounces of water. Lactulose, 10 milligrams per 15 mils, 30 mils by mouth daily. Trazodone, 50 milligrams, one tablet bedtime. Promethazine, 25 milligrams, one tablet every 4 to 6 hours. Cymbalta, 60 milligrams, one tablet every day. Prednisone, 5 milligrams every day. Sulfazine, ectopic, 500 milligrams, 3 tablets in AM, 2 tablets in the PM. Calcium, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets BID. Bumetanide, B-U-M-E-T-A-N-I-D-E, 2 milligrams, 1/2 to 1 tablet every day. Symbicort, 160 micrograms per 5 microgram actuation, 1 puff twice daily. Cough drops as needed. Folic acid, 1 milligram, 1 daily. Mucinex DM, 1 tablet, 2 times daily as needed. Albuterol sulfate, 2.5 milligrams per 3 cc's. Parenthesis, 0.083% inhalation with nebulizer every 4 hours PRN. Tylenol extra strength, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets daily. Sudafed as needed, period. New paragraph. Zung depression scale. Zung depression scale indicates a raw score of 55 and an adjusted score of about 60, consistent with mild to moderate depression. Period. New paragraph. Family history. The father is deceased, age 65. The mother is alive, age 72. The history has a prevalence for cancer, heart disease, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, thyroid disease, hypertension, and mental illness. No particular drug abuse or alcohol abuse or suicide, period. New paragraph, social history. Denies use of tobacco, beer, alcohol, wine, coffee. Period. Denies the use of illegal drugs. New paragraph, surgical history. Appendectomy, tonsillectomy, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, oophorectomy, transfusions, mental illness, bladder surgery, right shoulder surgery. New paragraph, allergies, penicillin, Zithromax, milk of magnesia, time-release morphine, Ambien, Nucaraq Review of Systems. Constitutional. Denies fatigue, admits weight loss, admits weakness, denies weight gain, period, denies lassitude and poor nutrition. New paragraph, H-E-E-N-T, admits headaches, denies ringing in the ears, nosebleeds, slurred speech, dental problems, eyes disease, or blurred vision. New paragraph, cardiovascular, admits shortness of breath on exertion and sometimes at rest. Admits use of BiPAP machine for sleep apnea. Denies chest pain. New paragraph, respiratory disease. Correction, respiratory review. Admits sleep apnea, denies snoring, coughing, shortness of breath, except on exertion, and wheezing. Period. New paragraph, gastrointestinal. Admits occasional constipation and hemorrhoids. Denies trouble swallowing, black tarry stools, red rectal bleeding, or loss of bowel control. Period. New paragraph, genitourinary. Denies hesitancy, frequency, urinary incontinence, bleeding, intermittent burning on urination. New paragraph, musculoskeletal. Admits weakness in joint pain, but denies muscle spasm, twitching, and clonus. Clonus, C-L-O-N-U-S. New paragraph, dermatological. Denies redness, blue skin, rashes, itching, bruising. New paragraph, neurological. Denies daytime sleepiness, nightmares, confusion, disorientation, drowsiness, or trouble finding the right words. New paragraph, endocrine. Denies abnormal, correction, admits abnormal sweating, frequent urination, and abnormal thirst. New paragraph, psychiatric. Admits bipolar disorder, denies mood swings or depression or anxiety. New paragraph, hematological. Admits night sweats and anemia. Denies abnormal bleeding or bruising. Denies loss of appetite. New paragraph, immunological. Admits rheumatoid arthritis. Denies frequent infections, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, AIDS, or human immune virus infection. New paragraph. X-rays, right hand. All the PIP and DIP joints have osteophytes and joint space narrowing. These findings are consistent with arthritic condition, possibly rheumatoid arthritis. No lateral deviation. New paragraph, X-rays, left hand, AP and oblique. Colon, these X-rays show osteophytes in all the DIP and PIP joints. Period, joint space narrowing is also present. Period, no lateral deviation. Consistent with osteoarthritis or possibly rheumatoid arthritis, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 173/97, pulse 98, respiratory rate 16, height 63, weight 250. New paragraph. General appearance, debilitated female. New paragraph. H-E-E-N-T, normus phallic, scalp non-tender, pupils equal round reactive light, extraocular motions intact, eyelids symmetrical normal, fundoscopic exam benign. Ear canals, tracheal, tympanic membranes and aries, nasal septum, lip seed, gums, tongue, uvula, and pharynx are normal. New paragraph, neck, full range of motion without jugular venous distension, symmetrical, mild tenderness, mild restriction of motion. New paragraph, chest, AP diameter normal, non-tender, breasts are typical for female gender by inspection. New paragraph, heart, normal sinus rhythm without murmur, lift, thrill, or heave in the precordium. Peripheral pulsations, including dorsal fetus, posterior tibial, are symmetrical and equal. New paragraph, lungs, no rouse, rock out, wheezing, or respiratory distress by auscultation of the lungs. New paragraph, abdomen, mild central obesity without megalomasses, hernia, rigidity, guardian, or adenopathy. New paragraph, lumbar spine. No particular kyphoscoliosis scoliosis or paraspinal muscle tenderness. No restriction of motion. Correction, mild restriction of motion. Mild tenderness on flexion. Period. Mild tenderness on palpation. Period. Flexion limited at 45 degrees flexion. Period. New paragraph. Extremities. Positive Faber test bilaterally. Restriction of motion noted in the knees at 90 degrees flexion. Period. Swelling, tenderness, and redness, and restrictions of motion are noted in the hands. Period, grip strength of the hands is reduced at 3/5 bilaterally. New paragraph. genitalia, normal adult female, by inspection. No digital examinations performed. New paragraph, rectal. No digital examination performed. Period. New paragraph. Neurological. The cranial nerves are generally normal. The patient is alert and oriented. DTRs of the upper and lower extremities are symmetrical and equal. Straight leg raising signs are negative. Kernig signs are negative. Romberg testing is normal. Waddell's tests and distraction tests are negative for malingering, period. New paragraph. Skin. No particular edema, swelling, tenderness, or restriction of motion. No jaundice, no icterus, no skin lesions, period. No pallor, period. New paragraph. Lymph system, no particular adenopathy. New paragraph. Diagnosis, 338.4, chronic pain syndrome. 714.0, rheumatoid arthritis. 401.1, essential hypertension. B58.69, long-term use dangerous medications. 272.2, mixed hyperlipidemia. 275.2, magnesium deficiency. New paragraph, assessment of therapy. Past therapy has been appropriate. Period, within the realm of reasonable medical probability, it is certain that this patient has the diagnosis above and that she does have chronic intractable pain. Other measures to control the rheumatoid arthritis have been failures, and she has been reduced to a situation where palliation therapy is indicated, period. New paragraph. Counseling. Over half the time of this visit involved in counseling the patient about the diagnosis, prognosis, treatment, period, issues of addiction and risks of addiction were discussed. The pain agreement was gone over line by line. The consent for treatment was gone over line by line. Period, the treatment plan with the patient, period. The paragraph. Plan. Oxycontin, parenthesis, Oxy-ER, in the parenthesis, 60 milligrams BID. Oxy-IR, 30 milligrams, one every 4 hours. Return to clinic in 28 days. Avoid alcohol, mixing medications with other people's medications, and strict adherence to labeled instructions. Period. Patient instructed not to share, loan, or make her medications accessible for theft or diversion. Period. Return to clinic in 28 days.